Hi everyone, it is David Heckman, joining you here for From the Grave, March Madness of Music. It's only the third annual. We got some pretty big matchups today. We have Notorious B.I.G. versus the Beatles. So let's get right into it with Missing You from Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, dedicating this to out to all the young that died in struggle. It's real in the field, you know? It's for all y'all. Word up. Straight flower, got my man a beat down to the third power. He didn't care, spent the money in a half hour. Got some fish scale, rained on competition like a shower. Got the up, I heaven in 88 when Kane ruled with half weapon. A lot of mouth was our only weapon. We was kings till the D's crept in, and now I'm missing. Eventually, you know they try to me, get fed up, want to take it down south, sick of cops coming, sick of throwing jacks in his mouth, gave him half my paper, told him go that route, a few months he got his brains blown out, now I'm stressed, his baby mother, she tripping, blaming me and his older brothers, understand the game it be, kind of topsy-turvy, you win some, you lose some, they lost a brother, their mother lost a son, why my couldn't stay in NY. I'm a thug, but I swear for 3 days I cried. I look in the sky, ask God why. Can't look his baby girls in the eye. Her name Drew, play fools out their money and pool. People swore we were, but we was just cool. She used to hang while I slang my after school. She watched my mom, helped my moms with the groceries. My little sister, the girl was kinda close to me. A little closer than the average girl supposed to be. Far from a lover, my girl was jealous of her. Then she started messing with some major players. Handled keys, called them the bricklayers. A dread kid, had a baby for tell ya, found out her baby father cheating. Now Drew, she got the slayer. One night, across from the corner store, Taya ran around the block with a chrome 44. Squeezed all 6 shots in the passenger door. The dude lived, what my baby had to die for. I'm missing her. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight? I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed. I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy. I like that. So everybody in the house, give a warm
Round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. Never been as broke as me, I like that. When I was young, I had 2 pair of leads. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. This flirt, I'm so with tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside, I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's with the fake. Wow, why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place, play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this pocket, rob them while his friends watch it. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at their man, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean, loyalty. Put me milks at lunch, the milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh, and blue and white duck. Ask Slut.
Why is the limit and you know that you keep on? Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit.
I was ashamed, my crew was lame. I had enough heart for most of them, long as I got stuff for most of them soft. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cut to make the world go round. Plus, my homegirls now start stacking, dabble, gun packing. Nicknamed Medina, made the scene, took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off for global. The only with a mobile. Can't you see like total? Getting larger in waste and taste. Ain't no telling where this spelling is heading. Just in case, keep a shell at the tip of your melon. Clear the space. Your brain was a terrible thing to waste. 88 on gates. Snatching issue nameplates. Smoking splits. Real life. Beginner killers. Praying God forgive us for being sinners. Help us out.
Sky is the limit and you know that you keep on. Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit and you know that you can add what you want. Sky is the limit and you know that you keep on. Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit and you know that you can have what you want. Be what you want. Have what you want. Be what you want.
After realizing to master enterprise and I ain't have to be in school by 10, I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections. By these selections, some use pipes, others use and so separately. Frank the deputy, quick to grab my Smith and Wesson like my dick was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better stand, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the phrase, sky's the limit.
Everything will be alright. Sky is the limit and you know that you keep on. Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit and you know that you can have what you want. Be what you want. Sky is the limit and you know that you keep on. Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit and you know that you can have what you want. Be what you want. Sky is the limit and you know that you keep on. Just keep on pressing on.
Oh no, this is bad. This is really bad. Is it just me, or am I hearing dead people, ace factitian Jillian Granato?
I hear dead people too.
Then we must be listening to the March Madness of music from the grave. Here comes the Beatles with Revolution 1.
We all wanna change the world.
And now, for an amazing matchup between Notorious B.I.G. sitting at the 8th seed versus the Beatles at the 4th seed. Here we have You Never Give Me Your Money by the Beatles. Here on Sterling's March Madness of Music, only on Sterling High School Radio.
Money spent.
Welcome back, everybody. I am David Heckman, joined by my ace factitian, Jillian Granato. So, Jillian, how's the yesterday's matchup going?
Well, yesterday we had the Key to Success region, and it was again Childish Gambino and Chance the Rapper versus J. Cole and Drake. And so far, Drake seems to be beating J. Cole, and Childish Gambino is beating Chance the Rapper.
How close are the matchups?
Childish Gambino is winning at 71% against Chance the Rapper with 29%, and Drake is winning by 57%, and J. Cole is losing by 43%.
Well, that's close, and everyone, remember, you can still vote. You have to go to Twitter.
At 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock to vote for today's matchups, which are Notorious B.I.G. as the 4th seed, the Beatles as the 4th seed, Nirvana as the 3rd seed, and Michael Jackson as the 2nd seed. So you also said you had some pretty interesting facts about the Beatles?
Yeah, I do. For the Beatles, there was an interview, and there were a lot of people that said that there was a rumor in 1966 that Paul was dead. And the rumor started after he was injured, and that was when he first started to grow his mustache just to cover the lip cut. Also, I have a few biggie facts, actually. Since everyone likes his music, he would have a Grammy, you would think. But he actually never won one. And Jamie Foxx said that before filming Django, he had to get into character, and he was listening to Biggie's music just to get into character. So I think that's kind of cool.
Well, if the shoe fits, you kind of got to wear it, right?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things coming around, here comes the sun on Sterling High School Radio's 3rd annual March Madness of Music.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo. Here comes the sun. It's all right. Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Sun, 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 here we come.
sun and I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, it's all right. It's all right.
That looks like it's it for Notorious B.I.G. versus the Beatles, a seed versus four seed, here on From the Grave Region. Here we have Michael Jackson versus Nirvana. Michael Jackson as a second seed and Nirvana as a third seed. We're not stopping until we get enough. Here on Sterling High School, March Madness of Music.
If you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
just rising up.
Michael Jackson ain't stopping with this beat till you get enough. Here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio, I'm David Heckman, joined by Jillian Granato, our ace trivia guru. So you said you had more facts for us?
Yes, but this time I have Michael Jackson facts.
Okay, good, because that's who we have queued up next.
I've been looking up some facts about Michael Jackson, and after signing a $5 million deal with Pepsi Cola.
Really? Only $5 million?
Yeah, really.
I guess he didn't want any Coca-Cola.
He got badly injured while filming a commercial for them, and he got burns to his face and scalp. And after when his injuries were getting addressed, he became experimenting with plastic surgery. And that's kind of when his face started changing.
I mean, you should really experiment with that Mentos and Diet Pepsi in a safe environment. Otherwise, stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
Speaking of things you shouldn't do, here we have Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
smooth beats from Michael Jackson with Smooth Criminal here on Sterling High School's third annual March Madness of Music. I'm David Ekman, joined by Ace Trivia Quiz Questioner, Julian Granado.
Quiz Questioner. It's a fun new nickname. For Michael Jackson's, in his music video, he leans in with all the dance crew near him. It was due to a special anti-gravity illusion. So really, it was just, I'm guessing they like put down the camera, I'm guessing. I don't know. It looks cool.
So you're telling me I can't have my body at a 45 degree angle to the ground?
Not unless you want to fall. I mean,
sounds like a fun time. Good idea.
Also, going back in time a little bit, on the morning of 9/11, Michael Jackson actually had a meeting in the Twin Towers, but he missed it because he overslept. So,
looks like the grave came for him anyway.
Yeah, a little bit. But I guess that's a good thing, because
otherwise, we can't listen to him here on Sterling's third annual March Madness of Music. Here we have up some Nirvana, Mr. Mustache. Here on Sterling High School's third annual March Madness Music, you're listening live on Sterling High School Radio. Hi, everyone. I am David Heckman, joined here by our resident Nirvana buff, Rob Strauss.
Here I am.
Who actually doesn't have a mustache, but has a goatee.
That is accurate. That's a true story. True story.
True story, bro.
So, we're in the March Madness music. You guys are doing a great job on your show. Probably one of my favorite artists right now, Nirvana.
Thanks.
And well-deserving of a 3 seed, too, by the way.
Thank you. I mean, people are going to have to vote to see if they stay in or not.
They are. Voting will open in just a few minutes here, probably in the next 5 minutes or so. So make sure you get to Twitter, at Knights Radio, to vote for your favorite artist. It's either an intriguing matchup of Biggie and the Beatles. That's an 8 seed. The biggest upset in the tournament so far. Biggie taking on the Beatles. They are a 4 seed. And, of course, Nirvana, the 3 seed, is taking on MJ, the number 2 seed. So I'm interested to see how this vote comes out, but Nirvana, obviously, I'll be pulling for.
I'm going to cry if Nirvana doesn't win.
Oh, get the tissues ready, because I think Nirvana may be in trouble. Even though they're one of my faves, and we were talking about this off air, but they're one of my faves, but they might be in trouble today.
Yeah, you said you had something that would blow our minds?
I have plenty of Nirvana little tidbits and nuggets that will blow your mind. Pardon the pun. But it's really kind of a, if you've ever been out to Seattle, like I was out there a couple years ago, and I got a chance to see the house where Kurt killed himself. And there's actually a park right next to his house, and they have a bench out there, and it's a humongous pine tree in front, or behind the bench rather, and everybody comes by and they write stuff on the bench, and they'll leave like certain like notes and candles and things like that, even though that's the unofficial, they don't have an official grave site for him, but that is, it's pretty cool to go by. It's really interesting to see.
So would the police be okay with that? I mean, couldn't that
be considered vandalism? Well, they come by, the local Seattle police come by, or the town's, I guess the grounds crew or the maintenance guys come by and they paint over it every now and again, but people just keep coming back. And I actually bumped into a guy who was visiting from Australia, and he came by because he's a big Nirvana fan and just happened to come by and pay his respects. So it's pretty cool. So
down under, up and around, they all love Kurt Cobain.
They all love Kurt Cobain. A lot of really good documentaries out there too on Netflix right now, conspiracy theories on how he actually died. So
did you write anything on the bench?
I did not. Did I? I may or may not have, but I definitely left. A lot of people leave pennies because one of the songs off of their album In Utero is Penny Royalty, one of his more popular songs, and people come by and leave pennies in there. So
nice.
That's cool.
But real quick, shout out to my dad because he's listening. So
hi
Dad.
Hello.
Huge shout out to everyone who's listening throughout the school and on Ustream.
Yep.
We appreciate the support as per usual. Here we have Come As You Are. Because there's no other way to come than as you are. Here on Sterling High School's 3rd annual March Madness in Music, only on Sterling High School Radio.
Thank you.
You just listened to Come As You Are. It was the unplugged version from their Live at New York. Isn't that right, Strauss?
Yes, that is 100% accurate. That was from their MTV Unplugged, I believe from 1993. They back when MTV actually used to play music. They don't do that as much anymore. But it was a great album that, ironically, Nirvana is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame posthumously, but they only really put out three studio albums. Their first album was Bleach, which we heard from with Mr. Mustache. The Nevermind album, which was monumentally huge. And then their final album, which was in a studio album, was In Utero, which had Penny Royalty on it, Rate Me, a whole bunch of different great, great tunes that they had on that album that went all the way to the top of the charts there. But they did have an album in between there called Incesticide, which was from 1992, I believe, a bunch of B-sides, which is arguably, I think, outside of Nevermind, is probably my favorite album right there. So a lot of good Nirvana-isms right there for you.
Nirvana's just great, all.
They are, and it's a shame. But you know what? I look at it this way as well. That if what happened, well, what happened to Kurt Cobain was very tragic. If that did not happen, you wouldn't have a Foo Fighters, and Foo Fighters are one of my favorite bands of all time. So, you know, everything happens for a reason.
It's a big give and take, you know.
It really is. It really is a big give and take on that. But a lot of good stuff out of them, and it's a shame that you know such a guy like that and the Kurt Cobain is still very much worshipped. In the world of music.
Well, I mean, if you do think about it, if he didn't pass on, we wouldn't have that great.
And I think this is going to be like one of the closest votes that I think we have. Right now, the live voting says 52% for Michael Jackson and only 48% for Nirvana. So get out there and vote. Both of these artists very deserving. This is a really, really tough matchup you guys have here. So we'll find out tomorrow during the... it's going to be the Elite Eight show tomorrow. We're going to switch things up and go to the Underground region tomorrow. It's going to be 21 Pilots against Fall Out Boy. The 1 and 2 seeds both advance in that region. So a good show. Ryan Farmer and company have a great show planned for you guys. So make sure you guys tune into that.
Speaking of other shows, we have the poll. The polls are in for the Key to Success region. Who has advanced and who has not? The people who have not advanced are Chance the Rapper as the 5th seed.
Bye, Chance the Rapper.
Adios.
See ya. Thanks for coming.
And J. Cole has been turned into some coleslaw.
Oh, coleslaw. I like what you did there. I like what you did there. J. Cole is now J. Coleslaw. So Drake and Gambino advance. The top 2 seeds in that region advance. You guys have the only region so far where all of the top seeds are gone. Bowie's gone, and Biggie's still around, but Queen is out. They were the number 7 seed.
I'm really sad about that.
Nirvana's on the ropes right now. They're down a lot.
They're down
just in a few seconds alone. They're down 14 percentage points to Michael Jackson. So unless something crazy happens, it's only 28 votes in. We still have 23 hours and 55 minutes remaining in this poll. So get out there and vote at Nights Radio.
And speaking of Penny Royalty earlier, people's putting a lot of pennies on the bench for him.
Yeah.
Here we have the unplugged version.
Ooh, we're going unplugged back to back. I like it.
On Sterling High School's 3rd annual March Madness in Music, only on Sterling High School Radio.
Vote Nirvana.
My time with everyone. cherry flavored antacids. Sit and drink in a royal tea. Still life that's inside of me.
No, you guys can keep it down. Because we're listening to the third annual March Madness of Music here on Sterling High School Radio. I'm David Heckman, joined by ace factician Jillian Granado.
Hi, guys.
Got anything more interesting for us?
Well, these votings are not, they're not my favorite, honestly.
But they are what the people want.
Yeah, because I really wanted Nirvana to win, but... It looks like Nirvana's going to lose to Michael Jackson, and it's not really my favorite thing in the world. But even though Michael Jackson's really good, I would much rather see Nirvana go, just because I really like Nirvana. But it's 39-61, and Biggie and the Beatles are 67-33, so I'm kind of happy about that, because... I really do like the Beatles, so,
yeah. Well, you know, if you want a certain person to win, you have to vote, right?
Yep.
Do you know where to vote?
I do, but many people may not.
Well, then you gotta vote at Twitter. You have to use the Sterling High School Radio handle.
You have to go onto Twitter, at Knights Radio, and vote for all of the... contestants, I guess they would be.
All of the spooky, scary skeletons that are fighting to get out of the grave.
Or into the grave, if you want to think out of the box.
But they're in the box.
Pun intended.
They want to. We are seeing who shall be going up against each other between Notorious B.I.G., the Beatles, or Nirvana and Michael Jackson. And the winner of those two matchups will face off, and then the winner of that matchup will go up against the Underground in the semifinals. Looks like we have a lot of interesting stuff for you.
Yep.
And that about does it for our show here today. I'm David Heckman, joined by Jillian Granado. Thank you for joining us here on Sterling High School Radio's March Madness of Music. And as always, go Knights.
Go Knights.